it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Is it time to officially put the "Oh, can Josh Heupel recruit" on the back burner? Is it done? Absolutely done. Has he proven to the point? That was the big question leading into this. Now Josh Heupel has helped himself with what he has done in the draft recently, in particular this weekend. So let me get your thoughts on what Josh Heupel has done to change his reputation before we get to the NFL players and where they ended up.
I can't say he's done much to change his recruiting reputation. I mean, outside of, so let's, looking at the three that were drafted, I mean, two of the, yes, he did go pick up Joe Milton in the transfer portal and he picked up Kamal Haddon in the transfer portal, but Jalen Wright was a Jeremy Pruitt guy. And so I can't go here yet to say this helps his recruit. It'll help his recruiting because he can say, I can help get you to the NFL, but this doesn't validate his recruiting just yet.
Absolutely. And by the way, good morning to everyone. We appreciate you being a part of the program with Josh Heupel. It, when you look back at what he did at UCF, it's hard to put he prepared eight guys for the NFL, but some of those guys were recruited before him. Some of those guys got his development. So it's tough to really extrapolate numbers from that because they have limited resources compared to a Tennessee. But I'm of the mindset that when you produce, okay, so here are my thoughts, and it's in a column on offthehooksports.com. You're known for this passing offense, right? You're known for high flying and scoring a lot of points. Well, you just produced an offensive lineman that went number in the first round, number one in the SEC last year in Darnell Wright, and you've gotten Jalen Wright, who is now the top SEC running back, who was drafted, and that's surely a sign of a pretty good offensive line. Plus, Glenn Ellerbe, who I think deserves a big fat raise, had to deal with an injured offensive line. I could make the case that thanks to Ellerbe and the development, that he is the most valuable coach on Tennessee's staff.
Oh, yeah. Josh Heupel lets Glenn Ellerbe do his job. I think Josh Heupel has really trusted Glenn Ellerbe. He has moved around offensive linemen extremely well. I think there's a couple of NFL draft picks on this upcoming year's offensive line. So that's going to show out even more. The other part is it's not really outside a receiver because Cedric Tillman and Jalen Hyatt were both drafted and then Ramel Keaton just signed with the team. Outside of there hasn't been like a consistent through line over which type of players get drafted by Josh Heupel. I mean, his first highly touted draft pick was a cornerback in Alante Taylor. And we all agreed that Tennessee secondary is absolutely atrocious, but Alante Taylor got drafted. And then Kamal Haddon got drafted this past year. Again, though, the thing I'm going to say is there's nobody that Josh Heupel has recruited that has gotten drafted yet from Tennessee. So we don't, and we're going to talk about this a little later, but I don't necessarily think Joe Milton being drafted is a testament to Heupel's recruiting. He fell in love with Joe Milton's arm in the transfer portal. Joe Milton was desperate and landed with Heupel, but that was a bad fit from the start. So I'm not really going to say that as a testament to Heupel. Kamal Haddon, I'm trying to remember because it was right around January during the transition of Jeremy Pruitt to Josh Heupel and that whole firing, and we knew it was coming and we had to wait 3 weeks. During that time, Kevin Steele was like an interim coach for a minute, and Brandon Turnage committed to Tennessee, as did Hendon Hooker, as did Kamal Haddon. Those three committed around that time. I can't remember if Kamal Haddon committed before or after Josh Heupel was hired, though, but I don't think Josh Heupel had a lot to do with landing Kamal Haddon.
Well, so here's my argument why you can completely put that reputation to the side. And you may disagree, but my argument is that Josh Heupel has won some of the elite recruiting battles enough in the Nikos and the Pierces of the world that I think he can go toe to toe with anybody in Georgia. However, is he going to be the tireless, incredible recruiter that a Nick Saban was or a Kirby Smart probably is? No, and I can understand that. But the player development side, so if you're recruiting at a B-plus and you coach him up to an A-plus, does it really matter how you get to an A-plus? Now, it's the Jimmys and the Joes. I get that. But I think the player development offsets to some extent any questions about recruiting, which I don't think there should be any questions anymore at all. I think it's consistently gotten better and better. Brought to you by Boundless Moving. From their two-hour minimum to turnkey operations, they have you covered. That's Boundless Moving. Check them out. They move me. They can move you in East Tennessee and Charlotte.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So what does it take then, Caleb, for you to say, not worried about Josh Heupel at all anymore about recruiting? He has nailed it. Does he have to get the number one class in the nation, top three, top five?
Some of his own recruits have to get drafted. That's the way I would look at it. Some of his own recruits have to get drafted. Now, we're going to talk about this actually later.
So your question is about talent evaluation at the high school or transfer portal level. It's not necessarily, okay, about how they're getting developed or him winning battles. Those are two different things. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, Tennessee is having its most NFL draft success since the former years right now under Josh Heupel. That is true. But if you look at the teams drafted this past weekend, scouts sometimes, very often, by the way, and we're going to talk about this later in the week, overvalue teams based on the players based on the team success. So Tennessee's had its most team success since Philip Fulmer. So by its very nature, they're going to have more players being drafted. And I think that's kind of a, Dave, you know this. People are going to hate on me for saying this. I don't care. Many scouts, many of these GMs, they don't do the full amount of research, do they? They're like, oh, that guy was on a good team, and you know, he started, so maybe I'll take him. And I think that happens more often than we know. And I think because of that, Tennessee's team success has led to them getting players drafted. So I do think this is where it helps Josh Heupel to recruit. It will help Josh Heupel to recruit. You can't really say that Josh Heupel doesn't get you ready for the NFL. That's not something you can say. There's the whole idea of like, oh, this gimmicky offense won't prepare you for the NFL. Well, no, that's not really true, actually. This gimmicky offense will prepare you for the NFL.
Okay, well, I'm going to step further. I'm not worried about recruiting at all with Josh Heupel anymore. And it's not just because of the draft. It's because the trends, and I did a lot of research because I have no life, over the weekend, and I think it's trending upwards. And you said the Fulmer thing. You stole that out of my mouth. It is. It's the greatest run of talent Tennessee's had in well over a decade. Now, several Tennessee players signed free agent contracts after the draft. We want to get to that, but with Josh Heupel, is he a proven commodity as a championship worthy coach at this point? Whether or not he wins a championship depends on a lot of things. It's an oblong ball. It can bounce a lot of different ways, but is Josh Heupel proven to you? And I want to ask our message board too, has he proven to you just based off what he's produced to this point that he's a championship contending coach? Because they're going to have an intact offensive line and a generational quarterback coming back of this year.
Are we basing this off just what he's shown on the field or his personnel assembling and players having gotten drafted?
Well, I think you're going to say that you still have questions about the – you're not ready to say championship worthy until the recruiting aspect?
No, I'm ready to say championship worthy, but not because of his recruiting, because he still has a good collection of players he inherited, plus he found the right quarterback for this year. But so because of that, I think he's championship worthy on the field. I don't know if he's – put it this way. Josh Heupel, if he becomes a championship coach and brings in championship talent, it'll be because of what he did on the field, which helped bring in more talent. I don't think Josh Heupel is the type of coach that could recruit a championship caliber program before he actually had the success Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but it's the chicken or the egg, because he could go to a high school and have success with his offense and throw up 70 points, and he'd get noticed by a smaller college, and he would go up on the ladder. So it's chicken or the egg. I mean, I think his offense attracts talent, and then I think talent makes his offense better.
Okay, yeah, but I that's fair. I guess where I met, though, is, okay, like when Nick Saban went to LSU, he assembled a roster of championship talent and then went and won a championship, right? It wasn't like people were like, oh, this Nick Saban is here. Let me go commit to him because he's done so well on the field. No, it's just he did a great job recruiting. Is that fair? Like the recruiting came first for Nick Saban, didn't it?
Yes, but we could get into the whole Louisiana and how easy it is to recruit there as well.
That's true.
Kyle on our Banks and Jones message board says the two best players on the team he recruited, Nico and James Pierce Jr. That's the way I'm looking at it. The way that it is trending seems to be very positive for the Vols. And if somebody came to me right now and they said, what's your number one concern about Josh Heupel? I would say I think he can get stubborn and gets enamored with some offensive numbers when he wants to put up a few more points than maybe he needs to. But those are pretty minor criticisms.
They are. They are. They're very minor criticisms. And honestly, the only reason they may not be minor is that way of thinking can sometimes get you a little impatient. But honestly, Josh Heupel, to a lot of people's chagrin, doesn't get impatient. He actually sticks with his game plan. You ever notice that? Like, one example I always bring up is, and this is why I don't question really him as an on-field coach. Last year, people were so mad at him for not airing out the ball more in the second half when Tennessee was down to Florida. Remember that?
Yes.
They didn't realize that Tennessee can't do what they need to do unless they stick to the ground game, no matter what the score is, no matter what the clock says. And quite honestly, as you know this, what people didn't understand is Josh Heupel is the offense he runs is so uniquely positioned where you can still run the ball when you're playing against the clock because they move so fast. And no, so it doesn't really work against you.
Then they just stop at the line. All right, so our poll question that is up now, do you root for Joe Milton in the NFL? Fervently, he's a VFL, gets 79% of the vote. Vote now, please. Nah, ready to move on, gets 21% of the vote. I want to get back to what I deem championship worthy. And then I want to get to the free agents that signed. We've got some breaking news on that. By the way, Jacob Warren will join us later in the program. So hit that subscribe and like button if you want to be a part of what Jacob has to say. He's going to the Patriots. When I say championship worthy, I mean if you take over the program at Georgia tomorrow. How many coaches, by that definition, are championship worthy? Probably 25. If Sonny Dykes can make the playoffs at TCU, it's quite a few, right?
I think 100 coaches are championship worthy at Georgia. Georgia is one of those schools where bad coaches can win national titles. Like really, 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 really bad coaches can win national titles. I think if Ed Orgeron was hired, I think Les Miles, there you go. Les Miles could win a national title at Georgia within 3 years.
Brutal. So incredibly mean.